The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt at her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. In this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. I want to share a quote with you from Archbishop Fulton Sheen. He's a priest in a bishop ultimately of New York City in the 1950s and 60s, and he had a TV show and a radio show, so he was known for the ways he really brought the teachings of the church to the masses. And he loved Mary, our Blessed Mother, and he loved to make an analogy between her and the moon. He said, "God who made the sun also made the moon. The moon does not take away from the brilliance of the sun. All its light is reflected from the sun. The Blessed Mother reflects her divine Son. Without him, she is nothing. But with him, she is the mother of all mankind." I love this image that Archbishop Fulton Sheen uses. Maybe it's because I'm a space nerd, or maybe it's just because it kind of intertwines our faith with science. Because it's not just that within the last 50 years we could analogize Mary and the moon, but as we've learned more and more about the moon, we know the moon doesn't make its own light. It's a relatively light-colored rock basically floating around Earth. And if the sun didn't shine or didn't show on it, then we wouldn't see it at all. In fact, we probably wouldn't even know that it's there. Because of the way that it's all triangulated, when we look up in the night sky, we see this large white rock, not creating its own light, but reflecting the light of the sun. Similarly, Mary does that with Jesus. The only thing she ever shows is the brilliance and the light of Christ. That's what she did during her earthly life, like we hear in this visit to Elizabeth, but it's also what she does now in the heavenly kingdom. What I love about the feast that we celebrate today of the Assumption, believing that Mary was assumed body and soul into heaven after her earthly life completed, is that it shows us a lot more about what God does than what Mary did. Because by being that good reflection of the light of Christ, Mary was actually changed. Not into some sort of superhuman, not into something that's not unlike us, but instead she's turned into something glorious. As Saint Irenaeus said, the glory of God is man fully alive. Mary is the greatest example of us becoming fully alive in Jesus. and thus being able to attain heavenly glory. And so by her being assumed body and soul into heaven, it shows us that when we reflect the light of Christ well, when we don't try to control it or use it for our own devices, our own desires and our own plans, it's then that we become something new, something that shows forth the light of Christ well, something that actually leads us to eternal glory. Because in this Feast of the Assumption, we see how Mary is like the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark was a relic in the Old Testament that was taken on the Exodus journey, and it had the stone tablets of the Ten Commandments, it had the staff of the first priest Aaron, and it had some of the manna, some of the bread from heaven that sustained the people. But this Ark of the Covenant was then taken by the people as like the representation, as actually the presence of God on earth. So much so that when they would go into battle, they would bring the Ark with them so that they could defeat armies that were much more powerful than them. Also stories of people basically being smited, being killed. I don't know how else to say it. But when they would profane the Ark of the Covenant, dramatic things would happen. They would be struck with illness or disease, or some of them would be struck dead right away. Again, this isn't to make it seem like some sort of magical thing, but because this Ark housed the things of God, it became something that it wasn't before. It became something incorruptible. It became something of great power. It became something that showed God's presence always. In a similar way, that's what Mary becomes after she says yes to becoming the mother of Jesus. She becomes like a new Ark of the Covenant, literally housing God in her body, but also becoming something new, becoming something brilliant, not because of her own light, but because of the light of Christ that shines forth through her. That is why Jesus assumed her body and soul into heaven, to show us that when we reflect the light of Christ well, it's not just that we're fulfilling a task or we're just doing God's work that he couldn't do otherwise. Instead, when we become that good reflection of the light of Christ, we ourselves become something new, something better than we were before, something that's purified of our earthly desires and our sinful intentions, something that can experience his goodness here on earth and then be led to glory with him in heaven. I can think of no better way to describe that disposition, that way of reflecting the light of Christ, than Mary's hymn of praise that we call the Magnificat. She prays in this gospel. It's actually what priests and religious pray every single evening as part of evening prayer. Because Mary, when Elizabeth comes and rejoices in what God has done, Mary does what she always does, and she simply reflects the love of Christ. She doesn't say, "Yes, look at all the great things that I have done." She says, "My soul proclaims what? The greatness of God. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord who has done great things for me, but most especially because he has mercy on those who fear him. That holy is his name, not holy is my name." And because of that love that she has, she remains there with Elizabeth for 3 months before returning to her home. That seemed like just kind of an editorial aside to us to kind of track where Mary's at before she returns back home and ultimately gives birth in Bethlehem. But these 3 months were a time that Mary cared for Elizabeth. And as she was elderly and carrying John the Baptist in her body, Mary couldn't help but care for her. Because the love of Christ was being reflected by her, she couldn't help but love generously her cousin Elizabeth. Brothers and sisters, let us pray in this Assumption of Mary that we too can become something new, that we can reflect that light of Christ like a good moon, like Mary does. Not wanting to grasp it, not wanting to control it for ourselves, but always giving the glory and honor to him. That in the good things we do, in the loving ways we care for our neighbors, we too can proclaim the greatness of the Lord our God. By doing so, allow him to change us, allowing him to purify our hearts from our earthly desires. That in this life we can start to experience that joy that comes from union with him, so that our lives will lead us to that joy of heaven. Not just as something to wait for after we die, but something that we can start to experience now in our bodies. But in this earthly life, we can experience that joy that comes from reflecting the light of God. By receiving his love and giving it to others, we can be like Mary, our Blessed Mother, ones who do those great works of God in this life and are led to perfect union with him, that perfect life with him in heaven.